This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Back here on the all local episode of Metal Shop. My name is Kevin and Ian. We're here with me right now, a band from Seattle. Yes, right. From Seattle, not Tacoma. This is Guns of Barisol. How you guys doing tonight?
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Hell yeah. Right on, man. Get up close to the microphone.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having us.
Get up in there.
It's you guys just released a new record, so we're going to be getting to that and talking to you guys a bit about that.
Let's get basic info out of the way. Just go around, say your name, what you do in the band, put a voice to a name.
You guys have been here before, but it's been a couple years, so we gotta remind these people.
Right. Okay. My name's Adam Manthi, and playing drums for the Guns right now.
I'm Brian, and play bass.
Jeff, I play guitar.
That's it. Right on. Excellent. Well, welcome, gentlemen. So, I guess let's get like a basic feel for you guys, like musically. Tell us about your light bulb moment. We all had one moment in our lives as like metalheads, especially, where we were like, "Holy crap, this is amazing, and I got to be part of it."
Totally.
What was that moment for you guys?
I remember.
Yeah, just the riffs.
Yeah, I mean,
just the riffs.
I don't know. I remember driving around with Jeff and his old Volari and blasting Carcass Heartwork, and
it was the
first time I heard that, and that kind of elevated everything up, 30 levels from what we were hearing before. So,
what year was that?
Oh man,
94.
So we were
going back.
Like playing
guitars. Yeah, get up there.
We were playing guitars and rocking out in high school, and we met this dude. We were
get up in there.
I think we were like 10th grade, 11th grade, and then we made friends with this metalhead that moved up from California, and he's all, "Oh, you guys are close, but you're not listening to metal." So he gave us a Cannibal Corpse, Tomb of the Mutilated.
Oh, nice.
Wow. He's like, "Here, check these guys out."
And then he showed us, he's all, "I know how to make that underwater sound." So he started showing us how they do that, and we're just, ever since then, it's been,
you were hooked.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you guys are an instrumental metal band. What made you guys decide, no, we don't need a vocalist?
We played for a while with a singer. His name is Brant Selly, and he's also a killer artist, and he was awesome. We did that in an old band of ours called Red Cap, and after we kind of started this new thing, we kind of had the idea of just not thinking so much about phrasing everything and like even structures and thinking about trying to cram vocals in there, but just doing stuff kind of wild on a whim and seeing how creative it could get. And that's kind of what started it.
Plus, you don't have to deal with lead singer syndrome.
Right. Although he wasn't bad about that. So
another thing was that Adam switched from playing guitar to drums, and I switched from playing bass to guitar. So we sort of had
You guys are swapping.
You guys are ambidextrous.
We had to start over, kind of. So it was like a learning thing for us.
And Brian's ruled the bass all this time.
It's true.
So, obviously, you guys were here for the first time we ever did an all-local episode. Hopefully this time it's a little more calm and chill. There's not... The beer is still flowing, but there aren't 45 dudes out circle pitting in the lobby right now.
Hotboxing the studio, yeah.
We walked up and it was just a pit of smoke.
Are we going to walk out of here with our jobs?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Contact high.
I was stressed about my email inbox that week.
Monday, refreshing 8 a.m. Oh, God, are we still here? We're still here. So give us an update since the last time we saw you guys. Obviously, you've been working on new jams and... still continuing as a band.
Yeah, new jams. We're we finished that album. Now we've been working on new stuff, trying to Yeah.
More new stuff?
More new stuff.
Woo!
God, why do you keep writing songs?
Hey, that's the benefit of taking 2 years to get 6 songs out. By the time it's out, you're sick of all of them and you're playing completely different music.
All right. Well, let's hear one of those songs. Is that cool?
Yeah. Let's do it right now.
Yeah, sweet.
Which one do you guys want to do off the new EP here?
Dealer's Choice.
All right. Let's do the first one off there. Awesome. How do you pronounce this? Domovoy?
That's Domovoy. Yeah. Yep, that's it's a Russian house ghost, which is what that title's about.
We have got
I knew that.
Guns of Barrasol in studio for the all local episode of Metal Shop. Guns of Barrasol, Domovoy, off of their new self-titled EP, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
The Russian ghost song.
So, obviously, we're doing all local music, showcasing local metal. how do you feel that being a band from the Northwest has shaped your band at all, or has it?
Well, I'm sure it has.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many amazing bands that
I mean, did you guys all grow up in the Northwest, or are you guys transplants?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Born, bred.
Yeah, we had exposure, luckily, to a lot of talented, awesome rock and metal bands from around here, and you got to go to a lot of awesome shows, you know, back in the day, like Swarming Hordes and you know, all that stuff, and ever since then, we've just been grateful to still be a part of it and still, you know, still play out here, still have good shows going on, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a very rich scene, a very rich history, and very diverse here as well. So, like, what are some of your favorite venues to play around? And do you guys consider, like, one venue specifically to be, like home base for Guns of Bearsall?
No, no. There's so many great venues. Highline, yeah. The Kraken.
Oh, the Kraken.
Yeah, the Kraken.
The Highline definitely, because, like, they're blowing my mind now. I mean, as all the awesome like local bands that they have, but you know, like Rotten Sound is playing there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're having big awesome shows.
Yeah,
there.
They get like bands from Europe that I would never even expect to play the U.S., let alone like a small club on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, it's very cool. So that cheers to them for doing that.
Yeah, Killer Sound. Yeah,
no, that helps.
Yeah,
yeah, that always helps. What are you guys listening to right now? Like, if we hit play on like your iPod or device or whatever. What would we hear? And it doesn't have to be metal. Just what's in your rotation?
The New Nails.
Yeah. That song is heavy as balls.
Holy shit.
Yeah. There were a lot of people that were saying it was crappy. Like, and we were talking about that on the show last week. There were a lot of people that were calling it out, saying it was lame, and we didn't even know why.
It's like, what
it,
are you? I don't.
It's like Pig Destroyer heavy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I was confounded.
Crazy heavy.
Nails is sick.
So Nails. Yeah. What else? Yeah.
I guess we were listening to Pig Destroyer on the way here. Weren't
we? Oh, there you go.
But, keeping it brutal.
What's that dude? Ison?
Yeah, the new
Ison.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked on that guy.
Still a lot of old stuff like Napalm Death, Fury, Emptiness, Despair. And that one's still, I think that one's in my car like 6 months out of every year. So I don't know.
You got the Road Rage mix going on, right?
Right.
That's awesome. So you guys are going to be playing a show April 26th at Chop Suey. This one's going to be along with some really sweet Northwest bands. Great Falls, Space Bag, and I've never heard Binaural Beasts.
Neither have we.
Huh? Oh, all right.
Yeah,
cool.
That's a couple of guys from Lesbian.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
oh,
wow. So it's like a side project.
So it'll be weird.
And then, of course, you said the Jan. Weird. The Jan Michael Vincent car crash, right? That's
they're also playing.
Yeah, that's the whole thing right there. That's Aaron and Pete and those guys' old band from so long ago. So it's really cool that's happening again.
Nice, dude. So yeah, so again, that's April 26th at Chop Suey.
What are some of your guys' all-time favorite local bands?
Swarming Hordes,
Melvins.
I was like Nevermore.
Melvins, yeah.
Nevermore, I heard.
Yeah, Nevermore, yeah, absolutely.
Totally. Guns of Bearsall here on our all-local episode. Any last words from the Northwest audience before we jump into one more song off your new EP?
Just thanks for listening.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And thank you guys for being a band and, you know, helping spread the Northwest metal disease around the world and whatnot.
Thanks for helping us do it.
That sounds so good.
which song do you guys want to do off the EP to take us out here?
Yeah, second one.
Carnivorous.
Guns of Bearsall, gentlemen, be good out there, and we hope to see you again soon.
Thanks, you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.